The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 22nd chapter. Jesus spoke to them again in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his servants to those who had been invited to the banquet to tell them to come, but they refused to come. Then he sent some more servants and said, 'Tell those who have been invited that I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fatted calf have been butchered, and everything is ready. Come to the banquet.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his field, another to his business. The rest seized his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding banquet is ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come. Go to the street corners and invite everyone to the banquet you can find.' So the servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people they could find, both good and bad, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came, he saw the guests, and he noticed a man that was not wearing wedding clothes. 'Friend,' he asked, 'how did you get in here without wedding clothes?' The man was speechless. Then the king told the attendants, 'Tie him hand and foot and throw him outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are invited, but few are chosen.' This is the gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. Once there was a king. The king wanted to throw a party, but everyone he invited didn't show up. In Jesus' story, the king was going to throw a party for his son who was about to be married. Since this was the king, and since this was his only son, you can only imagine how great of a celebration this really was going to be, and what an honor it would have been to be invited. The plans were made, the invitations sent out, and the banquet was laid across the table. But when the day of the celebration came, no one showed up. The king sent his servants out. His servants went out to find out where the people had went and why they had not come to the party. All of a sudden, the people started making excuses, saying why they could not come to the man's party. Then the king was upset, and he sent his servants back out to gather up everyone they could from the alleys and everywhere he could find to come into his son's banquet. This theme's gospel for this week is very similar to the last couple weeks. It boggles the mind. It gets us thinking, who would do the things that these characters are doing in these stories? After all, who would turn down the king's invitation to a banquet? Who wouldn't show? If we reflect back on Jesus' life, Matthew places this story at the end of Jesus' life, the son who was about to be rejected and killed. The king sent his servants out after everything was prepared and said, "Come." But the theme was rejection. The scribes and the Pharisees were about to deny that invitation that was given to God's kingdom. Can you think of a time that you threw a party? Maybe a Halloween party, or a costume party, slumber party, birthday party. Who did you invite? There's lots of preparations that need to be made for parties. You have to decide what kind of party you're going to throw, what kind of food you're going to serve, find the decorations, decide on the refreshments. And after all of that, you also get to pick who you're going to invite. But what happens if no one shows up? If no one comes to the party, would you be angry? We can think of this in a different way as the congregation. How can we leave the four walls of the church and into the neighborhoods to invite others to the banquet? to come and celebrate God's party. How do we open that up? All of us inside and outside of the church anymore are very, very busy people. We have so much time, and a lot of people don't have time to come to God's party. Let me break the parable down a little bit. In the parable, the first part is the joyous and happiness that comes from being invited to God's party. The second part of the parable is the excuses, is the busyness of life, and those disappointments of turning down being on the guest list. Now, Grace Lutheran is living on the edges of neighborhoods that are on the edge of poverty. I, being new to the congregation, have heard many stories about how the congregation has changed over the years and how the neighborhood surrounding has changed. Lutheran Social Services that we spoke about earlier has provided help, compassion, and love for over 100 years. They serve over 30,000 people throughout a year, showing God's love and livening up the party. In reflecting back on the wedding banquet this week, these agencies such as Lutheran Social Services came to mind about how they do bring life to the party, how they show that love and compassion and reaching out to others for God. There is good news found in this story, and the good news is that the king in the parable is God, and the son in the parable is Jesus. The king is getting ready to throw his son a party. We have all been placed on the guest list. Secondly, the good news is that we also can invite others. We can step outside of our walls and remember to bring others into God's banquet party, his feast, his party. Amen.